possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
7:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Wait a minute. It is 7:02, right? I'm right about that, right? Okay. Because for some reason, I don't know what it is, my iPhone is saying it's 6 o'clock. I don't know why I didn't automatically adjust. Almost half the teams in the National Football League last year, it's because here it is, 6:02. I'm sorry. Right. Half the teams in the National Football League, almost half, had 10 or more wins last year. That number one, Ed, that's a high number.
Yeah, it is.
I would have never thought that. 15 teams with 10 or more wins. If you would have asked me off the top of my head, Rob, how many, I would have said to you maybe 9, no more than 10. That's a lot of wins. Maybe adding the 17th game, you know, gives teams like Pittsburgh. We have to go see who won their 10th game the last week of the season. And they'll probably change the number now dramatically. But at least 15 of them. Out of those 15 teams, who do you think takes the biggest fall?
Out of the all the 10-win teams?
Yeah, the 15.
The biggest... Well, the Texans to me are one of them.
You think, okay.
Because
they don't. You don't think they'll win the division?
They may win a division, but they may win it at, 9-8 or something. Because frankly, I just think they were 5-1 in that division last year, and that's a weak division. And all it takes is one team to have a little bump ups, like the Jaguars, if they improve a little bit. Because the Texans last year had a zero point differential. They scored 372. They gave up 372. They were 5-1 in the division. But that's a bad division. Everyone else had a losing record. So they feasted on a bad division to give themselves 10 wins. I can see that easily changing. The other team I'm looking at are the Rams, because they were a 10-7 team also, and now their quarterback situation is murky. So they're the ones. If that doesn't straighten out, if Stafford's not healthy, the options are not great for them.
Well, I think you're right. With the injuries, that could be the Rams. But the team I think takes the biggest fall, and they still may win double-digit games, that's the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions went 15-2 last year. I don't think they're more than an 11-win team this year. You lost both of your coordinators. It's going to take a while to adjust to that. I don't see them winning upwards of 15 games this year. I see them going, if they can go 11-6 and still 4 wins off last year's total. They can go 12-5 and still 3 wins off last year's total. I think they take the biggest fall, even though they still end up in the playoffs and still could win the division. But I think they take the biggest fall of all the double-digit win teams from last year. And I think they're still a good team. My number two team would be the Rams because of injuries. I don't know whether Matthew Stafford is really that bad off or all of these are precautionary measures. And I think my other team that takes a big fall this year is the other team that won 15 games, and that's the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are better. I think the Broncos are better. And there's a man by the name of Pete Carroll that's in Las Vegas. They're not winning 4 games. When teams in your division win more games from the year before, that means somebody, most likely the team at the top, is sacrificing some wins. I think the team, not just because the Chiefs have fallen, because the Chiefs could end up back in the Super Bowl as far as I know. I don't know.
They could, yeah.
But I think the teams around them, those divisional teams, are better. And the Chargers won 11 games last year. I think they're better. The Broncos won 10 games last year. I think they're better. I think the Raiders are a better football team than a 4-13 team. So I think they fall off of those 15 wins as well, are the Chiefs. I think the other playoff teams or the other double-digit win teams, Ed, from last year, are still good.
Absolutely.
Bills are still good. Ravens are still good. Steelers, you never count them out as long as Mike Tomlin is there. The Texans probably win the South just because if not them, then who? I mean, you know, they got the best quarterback situation in the division, the best defense situation in the division. I think they kind of win it just because if not them, who?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So who do you, which teams do you have now? Let me see here. We got a list.
The 2-15 win teams.
Yeah, the Lions are one I agree with because I think losing both coordinators was a big deal for them. And then the center retired, who was a all-pro center. I think the Lions, to replicate that is very tough. So I think, I agree with you there.
I think the Chiefs, not because they're – neither one of those teams are worse off. I think the Chiefs, not because they're – last year they were so much better than they're going to be this year. I think the teams around them in the division – yeah, are better. I think it's more because of that. The Chargers, Jim Harbaugh in year number two, trouble.
I agree.
The Broncos, I like Bo Nix. I know Jeremy's not a fan of his, but I like him. I think he's going to be better.
I think Bo Nix is much better than people thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, that's enough.
Yeah,
I mean, let's say you had the same team that you had from last year. Pete Carroll's going to get more out of those guys than they got out of them last year.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not trying to, I hate to sound like I'm cheating because they had 15 wins, but I think the 2-15 win teams take the biggest fall of anyone.
I agree. So when I read this, when I read the grid list, I thought it was 10 win teams. I didn't realize it was 10 plus wins, and that's why I said those two teams initially. I agree with, and I think the Lions are the ones who are really primed to take a step, and not a huge step back. I still think they win the division, despite the fact the Vikings were very good, a 14 win team. But I think that I don't see them winning 15 games again this year.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Sure.
Chargers win a division this year.
Well, you can't because I've been saying that for the last 8 years. I've been wrong.
And I disagree with you all every year.
I know.
And that's why it's bold coming from me because I've been saying all every year, fraud.
I know.
But there's a problem. There's a problem this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, I agree. I think they do win it this year. I mean, we're not going to do this yet. We'll do it the week before the season opens.
Right.
But we make our predictions. Just, spoiler, I'm picking the Chargers because I really do. I think the Chiefs take a little step back, not a lot. And I think the Chargers take a big step forward. And I think the Broncos are very good. I think they're better than 10-7. I think they may be an 11-16 this year. So that'll take a win away from the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs will lose, at least one a game to each of those.
This is the first time that I've been away that I got all screwed up on a time. I'm like, why is my clock saying 6:09? Because it is here, 6:09, you idiot. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Y'all hear me? Yeah. The team I would say would take a step back is the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have that sophomore slump. Just got an overrated head coach. He should have never been a head coach. And I'm just speaking realistically. It's not the hater in me either.
You loved him when he was in Dallas.
For a season or two. But after his defense fell apart in that wild card game against the Packers, when they got beat by like 40 points, and then you just get promoted to head coach like that, like the guy, And I mean, they had a couple of lucky games last year in Detroit. Detroit fell apart. And then you see what happened. They went to Philly, and they faced the real team, right? Got demolished and embarrassed up there. So I think it's going to be just like one of these
three. They got demolished and embarrassed in Philly?
I think so, if I recall. I mean, it wasn't close. I don't think it was like a 7-point game. But it reminds me of the RG3 days, man. Remember RG3 had that good rookie season. then he was never heard of again. You know, they thought he was going to be the future.
Well, he
down
never
there.
Heard again because he got hurt. Jaden Daniels did not.
Yeah, but, I mean, we shall see, man. But, you know, I think they definitely going to take a step back. I mean, they still might win 8 games, though. I see 8, maybe 9, but maybe get the last wild card, something like that. But, you know, that's my point, man. But
the
y'all
hatred
have
is real with you, man. Geez, hatred is real. At least you're consistent. I give you credit for that,
Rashawn. The playoff game was close until like the last turnover.
Exactly.
If that turnover doesn't happen in the beginning of the fourth quarter.
They didn't get demolished. I mean, the score, if you want a scoreboard, you know, and say, yeah, but if you watch the game was a lot closer.
I don't know where that hatred comes from. Who's the Commanders'
the
rival?
Cowboy fan.
I'm kidding, obviously, of course. It's like.
Also, on top of that, he loved the head coach when he was in Dallas,
yeah.
D.C.
I find it hilarious. It's like it's so transparent. Although he trolls us every day, so whatever. I love Rashawn because I know he's doing it, and it's fine.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.